You're listening to a series about outdoor activities from ricing to survival skills from a Boys Fort perspective. Sitting here with the outdoor musician, the campfire troubadour, Maurice Chosa, and he's here during our KBFT Anishinaabe Baboon Festival. And you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Maurice, and I am the dog man.
Where'd you get your interesting name?
Well, it started out in Ely and kind of carried on over here. I tended to drive around a lot with dogs in the back of my car or truck or whatever, always a load of them, and people started calling me the dog man. My grandfather ran dogs back in the 1800s on his trapping line up off Basswood Lake. My mother ran dogs in the same place in the 1920s, and I was a dog sledder for over 20 years in the Ely area where I got involved with that and interested in it. And it's one of those things that's it's a tradition with the Anishinaabe has been for a couple of centuries where, you know, we've been dog sledders and people kind of forget that, you know. John Beargreese wasn't the only dog sledder.
You spent a lot of time outdoors. What is your most memorable experience?
Oh, boy, there's been a bunch of them from running over a 6-foot frozen waterfall at high speed, giving kids rides, altercations with moose on the trail, you know. There's been a number of things. It's always almost always a real interesting trip no matter what happens. I was asked to go along on a trip up to Crooked Lake, and I only had 3 dogs, but they're super fast. And so we're leading the trip, and we got 3 teams behind us, and we're coming down a frozen creek. And the dogs, of course, they're in a hurry, and they're going. And all of a sudden, we come around the corner, and here's a waterfall that's frozen. And at one point, the only thing that was touching the ground was the tips of my sled, because dogs and the rest of the sled was airborne. And then we had a sharp turn at the bottom where the river turned again, so that made it an interesting ride. I wasn't sure I was going to survive that when we hit the ground. I was hanging on for dear life and try to keep it upright. You know, the people that have participated, you know, have enjoyed it. Everybody I talked to with the snowmobiling or the dog sledding, you know, they've enjoyed it, and I think it may have opened a few eyes. You know, I tell people a little bit about the history of the dogs and dog sledding when I get a chance. I'm out there talking with people, you know, so they can start, you know, people can start understanding that this is part of our culture as far as I'm concerned. This is as much part of our culture as a powwow or anything else that we do as Anishinaabe. This is part of it, and I hate to see it get lost. You know, if we can get people to kind of do things together in a sense, you know, and get involved in the community and get out in the community, I think we can come together a lot better.
Boys Fort Outdoor is produced by KBFT with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.